The period of time leading up to and certainly the week of Thanksgiving here in the States can certainly be challenging from a prospecting perspective. Today, we're going to talk about what you can do about it. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook Podcast. I've personally trained over 30,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready because school is now in session. This week's episode of the Sales Playbook Podcast is brought to you by our pre-Thanksgiving Day sale. We're going to be talking about it at the end of the podcast. If you'd like to check out the link now, visit yoursalesplaybook.com/pre-Thanksgiving sale, all lowercase. All right, so today, you guys know how I like to roll. I like to get right down to business. We're going to be talking about how we can prospect in the time leading up to and certainly that week during Thanksgiving. It can be a bit challenging, and if you've been listening to me for a while, we know that a lot of people sort of mentally check out during any kind of holiday season, right? I mean, I'm sure you guys would agree with me. I also believe, and forgive me if this is a bit harsh, I think that people also use it as a bit of an excuse. Well, you know what? Call me back after Thanksgiving. You know what? Call me back after Christmas. Call me back in the new year. Call me back after Groundhog Day. So I think it's always the best plan, the one where we've really premeditated the challenge and thought about, okay, what are we going to do to be our most productive? Now, a lot of sales reps, when I have this conversation, love to tell me that, well, that week of Thanksgiving, I use it to get caught up. I do a lot of administrative things and update Salesforce and, you know, whatever CRM you have. And that's all good. Don't get me wrong. I will take that any day of the week over just you guys mentally checking out and doing nothing and just kind of dicking around for the whole week. But I'm going to say something that might be a little bit harsh. And I guess I just want to put it to you this way. Can you really afford right now to have an entire week of admin slash taking time off? I mean, the time off, I highly recommend. I mean, I'm hoping you guys are doing a four-day weekend. I think we not only need it, but I think we kind of deserve it after this shitty year that we've had. So I definitely want you recharging. But what I see many times is that week, kind of Thanksgiving week, I see it as just a write-off week, and then people just tagging more time onto it on that Monday and Tuesday after Thanksgiving. Why? Because, you know, well, you really can't call people after a holiday weekend. God forbid we would want to talk business then. So what happens is what really is maybe 2 days, right, that Thursday and Friday here in the U.S. turns into something that could be as much as 7 to 10 days long. And this year, we simply can't afford it. So what are some things that we can do? That's where we're going today with this. So let us begin. Now, some of these ideas that I'm going to share with you, you might say, hey, great, good one, Castain. You're kind of telling us this a little bit late. I mean, maybe, you know, you should have told us this like a month ago so we could have done one or two of these items that you're talking about. In with some of these, yeah, you're going to be absolutely right. We'd kind of need a time machine to go back and maybe started it 30 days ago. But first of all, there are plenty of ideas that you could actually do right now. But I still want to teach you those other lessons, because what you can do is you can make a note to self to do them next year. And if that's too long for you to wait, understand that certainly here in the U.S., not only do we have Thanksgiving, but what, about a little over a month later, well, actually a little less than a month later, we're going to have Christmas time. So these tactics that I'm showing you could be actually applied 30 days from now, some of them. So anyway, here we go. The very first thing, and this I'm almost embarrassed to share with you, but I think there's many people out there who miss this also. So the scenario is many times is that A lot of people feel that prospecting the week of Thanksgiving here in the U.S. is rather unproductive because a lot of people aren't there, they're mentally checked out, and in some ways you're right. But before I get into a different perspective on that, I want to talk about what I learned a few years ago. And it was one of those moments, again, I felt like an idiot for not having realized this sooner. So what I started to do a few years ago is realizing, okay, this is not the easiest week to prospect, but if I start early enough, a few weeks prior to Thanksgiving, I can set appointments for that week. So I'm prospecting less and actually doing something that's more productive and actually having a demo with somebody, having a meeting, a needs analysis, discovery call, whatever it is that you call it. So even right now, as I record this, it is November 15th. Thanksgiving is going here in the U.S. is on the 26th. So you've got a good 11 days to get this, you know, maybe even like 10 or 9 days to get this into effect, because we're certainly not going to be having meetings on Thanksgiving. But here's the point. If we can build up our activity prior to Thanksgiving week and have more appointments that we're running that week, that's a more productive use of time. So here's what I would recommend that you do. And that brings us to really the second suggestion that I have for you. So first suggestion is book more appointments for that week. Let's spend more of our time having conversations where people have agreed to have those conversations with us versus prospecting. Now, we're going to probably have to do both, right? Especially at this late hour. But item number two is next year, I want you to put a note. And seriously, this is a moment I want you to pause this. Go right into your CRM or your calendar app, whatever it is you want to do, and set an alert for, honestly, I would do it a good 4 to 6 weeks prior to Thanksgiving week. A good 4 to 6 weeks prior to Thanksgiving week. And all I want you to do, you can call it whatever you want, but on my calendar, it says ramp up prospecting activity. That means if this were a race, now I'm going to run a little bit harder and faster. What I'm going to do during that time when I'm ramping it up is I'm making more prospecting calls. I am sending out more prospecting emails. I'm a big advocate of snail mail. What I do the weekends prior to Thanksgiving week, and even really through the whole holiday season, because we all know things can slow down a little bit, I start to increase the amount of snail mail that I'm sending out. But see, I don't want that to take away from my actual prospecting time or my emailing time or whatever. So what I do, you don't have to do this, but when I go into that ramp up mode, when I'm kind of opening up the throttle, picking up the pace, what I'll do on the weekends, especially Saturdays, I'll get up a little bit earlier, quite a bit earlier actually, not at an ungodly hour. I'll get up earlier before the family is up, and I'll start stuffing some envelopes, handwriting some little notes and things like that, but I'm picking up the pace. So again, your action item here, right now, you could still increase the amount of prospecting you're doing with the hopes of setting things up for Thanksgiving week, especially the Monday and the Tuesday. Now, I have to say this. Now, this is the part where you're going to say, oh, man, Castain sounds like a bit of a dick. But I have to say that I think there are a lot of people that give us holiday blow-offs. I don't care if it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or, again, quite sarcastically, Groundhog Day. I believe they use those holidays as a convenient out. You ready for this? Because they can. Because they can. Typically, they go unchallenged by people. Now, when I say unchallenged, that doesn't mean that when we challenge somebody, we're allowed to be a dick about it. It just means that we're allowed to push back a little bit. So here's what I do when I'm in the process of trying to set something up with someone and they're all on board And then I say to them, great, how's your Monday before Thanksgiving, or perhaps your Tuesday? I have this time open versus that day. And sometimes I'll hear from people, well, that's Thanksgiving week. And I'll say to them, oh, you're off the whole week? Well, no. Okay, great. Then any reason why we wouldn't? You know, because I'm working that day. You're working that day. Let's do something productive and talk about how we can save you money on this or increase that or whatever. But I very gently call out the behavior. And my reason for doing this, and maybe this is just, again, me being a dick, I just feel that people do things because they go unchallenged and because they simply can. But enough of us, if we just kind of point it out to them in a very nice way, oh, so you're not working that week? You know, I just think it just makes it not as easy for them to do it. And quite frankly, I think that the sales profession is just used to tapping out, almost like when we hear not interested. It's like, where do you go with that, right? So we're just used to tapping out. But if you have something that we gently call it out, I think it's going to lead to certainly, you know, and I wouldn't be so stuck on that Monday or Tuesday appointment that you completely F it up. I'm just saying gently challenge it. That's all. So that was item number two. So far we have this idea. Start booking these appointments in advance. Next, start ramping up next year. And maybe too late for this year for Thanksgiving, but it's actually perfect for Christmas time here in the U.S. certainly, right? That we can just push it a little bit hard, a harder pace that we're running. But also you can put a note to self, an alert in your calendar, or you can certainly just put it right in your CRM. So this way you start ramping up a little bit earlier, okay? Again, a good 4 to 6 weeks is what we're looking at. Next, this brings us to item number three. If you've been listening to me for a while, I'm going to get an eye roll from you right about now because you've heard me say it a million times. Remember, this is when I get to go up on my soapbox when you guys pull this shit. Just because you heard it, just because you think it's basic or you know that or it's sales 101, you ready for this? Wait for it. Wait for it. Doesn't mean you're doing it. Understand the difference. I know lots of shit. You guys know lots of shit, but I also have lots of shit that I know that I'm not doing. This is not the year for effing around. I'm dead serious. We got to stop that immediately. If we're to have any prayer of recovering even a portion of the revenue we lost this year, we got to stop with these limiting behaviors. So here's the thing that I've talked about over and over again on this podcast. And I don't say it from just kind of a preaching perspective. I'm saying it because it works. What I want you to do is that week of Thanksgiving, like we said, have these appointments that are already set. Right now, one of the things you can do is try your best to set up appointments from people from your LinkedIn network. Now, what I always say is that you should start alphabetically. Start with people that you really need to know better. And again, if this sounds shallow, forgive me, but I'm not here to connect with every single person in my LinkedIn network, truly connect with them. I don't have the time to do that. I have, and my network is relatively small for a thought leader because I weed it out constantly. I have about 6,300 quote-unquote connections. And that would be a lifetime worth of work for me to have a conversation with each and every one of them. So I focus my time on higher probability types of contacts. So for me, and again, you do the same exercise. Who are the people or the industries that typically need your product or service? And I focus my time there, not because I'm shallow or because I'm an awful human being, but this isn't a love fest for me. I'm not looking to hang out with 6,300 buddies. I am there for a purpose, and that doesn't give me a license to be a dick. It doesn't give me a license to get all salesy and sleazy and pounce on them the moment we connect. Not at all. But make no mistake, I'm not there to get friend-zoned. I'm there for a purpose. I believe there's a right and wrong way to do it. I believe that the way that I'm doing it is respectful. But what I do is I take those types of contacts, and every week I go through it alphabetically. Wherever I left off last week, if I left off on the D's, I'm going to say, okay, I left off on, you know, Davidson. I'm going to look at the next group of people, and I'm going to reach out to a few people. Now, there is a way that I do all this, from the way I approach them in an email, to how I prepare for that phone call, to what I ask at the end of the phone call, kind of two really cool questions, by the way, and how I follow it up. So if you'd like that, I have it for free for you. I put together a really cool guide. And before I tell you a little bit more about it, if you haven't listened to this podcast before, the reason why I talk about this so much is because I've been using it without fail since 2010. And every single week that I've used it, I've never had a week that I didn't set three more appointments from my LinkedIn network. There have been weeks that I've set as many as 10 to 15 in a week. That was by choice when I was ramping up. Remember, we talked about this concept, picking up the pace, ramping up for the holidays. When I knew I was going to be starting my business, Castain Training Systems, and I was a few months out, this is way back in a faraway time called 2011, I picked up the pace. But my suggestion to you is, under normal circumstances, at least three appointments you should commit to setting this way. What I think you should do heading into the holidays, and especially Thanksgiving here in the US, but certainly getting into the holiday season, you should raise the bar and try for five a week. Now, if you'd like my free guide on how you could set more appointments right from LinkedIn, and even part of this whole thing, I'm sending everybody after the free guide, I actually have a template that I use on LinkedIn that I'm sending out to everyone for free. So if you'd like to sign up for this and get it free, visit yoursalesplaybook.com/more appointments. All lowercase, all one word, yoursalesplaybook.com/more appointments. So far, we talked about this idea of booking the appointments in advance whenever you go into a holiday week, certainly not exclusive to just Thanksgiving. You could do it for that Christmas, New Year's holiday season. So that's something that you can do. We talked about ramping up prior to Thanksgiving next year and setting an alert, but certainly right now you could be ramping up for, you know, the main holiday season. So that's something that you can do. We talked about this idea of setting these at least three to five, right now I'm recommending five, LinkedIn appointments every single week. And if you want the free guide for that, I gave you the resource, yoursalesplaybook.com/more appointments. That brings us to number four. We're only going to have about five of these things today, but I really believe it's not going to take a lot here, but the few things that I'm mentioning here are easy enough to do, and if you do them, I think they'll make a difference for you. They certainly have made a difference for me and for my coaching clients. Next, you remember how I always say, use what you've been given. Always use what you've been given. So right now, we're heading, here in the U.S., we're heading into Thanksgiving. So that gives you an opportunity to change the flavor of your message. So how is that going to help you change the flavor of your message? Well, guess what? Now you can call people that you've, I don't recommend this as a cold call, by the way, but you know how we all have those people that we've spoken to numerous times on a cold call. We've interacted with them maybe several times through an email or over on LinkedIn, wherever, but it just hasn't come to fruition yet. Well, those folks would be great people to reach out to and simply wish them a happy Thanksgiving. Now, when I suggest this, I get a lot of pushback on this, and I get it. I would have been one of the people pushing back on this because there is no immediate gratification. There's no immediate gratification in that. Nobody's going to say, oh, by the way, thank goodness that you called to wish me a happy Thanksgiving. That reminds me, I need 10,000 of your widget. That reminds me, Kasten, I need to hire you as a sales coach. Hey, you know, statistically speaking, it can certainly happen, but let's not hold our breath on that one. So we might think this is a wasted interaction. I disagree, and here's why. We know that since the outbreak of the pandemic, sales cycles are taking longer. So with sales cycles taking longer, we have to really make this a meaningful courtship instead of having the same shitty date and the same shitty conversation over and over again. And if our, and by the way, you kind of laugh at that maybe, yeah, same shitty date, Kasten's a riot, same shitty conversation, but we laugh, but we're really doing that with a lot of our prospecting. The same shitty date and conversation is really us calling them and saying to them, hey, you know, you want to set an appointment, right? I mean, that's basically what we're doing, or you want to buy something. And it gets old real quick, especially when there's now more time involved in the courtship. Pardon me. So we want to change that up. So the first thing is we can call people, wish them a happy Thanksgiving. We can also ask them when we're on the phone with them, you know, if they have any other big plans. You planning anything? And I think this year you're going to find that people are really looking forward to on a much higher level the holiday season, because I think we need them this year more than ever. And I think we need to be happy this year more than ever. Boy, because we just really had a shitstorm. So I think you're going to find that people are more receptive to those types of conversations. I also think for many people, it's going to serve as a trigger. What I mean is a trigger, something that triggers an emotion. And if this is a year where you're really looking forward to the holiday season, really looking forward to, you know, the warmth of Thanksgiving and the turkey and family or whatever it is, it's going to trigger that emotion, you know, of family and warmth and just taking a few days and recharging. And, you know, and for some people it's different. For some people it's yeah, it triggers, yeah, man, I can't wait to just have a day off. Right? Let alone two and a nice long weekend. I can't wait to, you know, some of the great sales that are going on that week. And other people, and I'm seeing this more and more because I belong to this Facebook group that was actually started right when COVID hit the U.S. A group of people decided to just, you know, get a group together that would lift everyone's spirits. And apparently a lot of people like the idea because they're up to like 106 or 107,000 members right now. And but more and more people are posting things saying, hey, is it just me? Or, you know, is anyone else actually thinking about putting up their tree a bit early this year? Or is it just me? Or is anyone else starting to listen to holiday music or whatever? So, and when they put these things up, I'm not kidding you folks, I'm seeing 500 and 600 comments basically affirming what the other person said. Oh no, it's not just you. I need Christmas this year. I need the holidays this year. I actually want to have something that makes me smile, and the music does that. So if that's you, you're not alone. But I'm also here to tell you, I think a lot of your prospects might be in the same boat. So kind of, you know, like that song, we need a little Christmas now. So something to think about. But you can certainly change the flavor of your message. Now, a little technique that I want to tell you about that helps with conversation skills. And it helps. I usually teach it over, I say I teach it over on LinkedIn, but I teach it in any of the LinkedIn training that I do. And I call it the statement question technique. The statement question technique. What's really good about the statement question technique is that the statement, the purpose of the statement is to, well, first of all, offer something that people can relate to, so that then what happens next is it triggers something that they know that's similar, or a story of their own, or an instance, but certainly it cues up an answer as opposed to just going at them cold with a question. So let me tell you what I mean by this and give you an example. So with this statement or this, the statement question technique, what I might do right now, again, if I'm leveraging the holidays, always use what you've been given. And right now, here in the U.S., we have Thanksgiving. What I might say to someone is I might start off and just say, you know, I'm curious, and this is going to sound like I'm asking a question, but this in this case can be question, statement, question. I'm going to say, any big plans this year? I know over here in New York, we have some really tight restrictions that just went into place where we can only have no more than 10 people gathering. How about out by you? Any restrictions? Anything that's going to be getting in the way of your plans? So do you see what I've done there? I've kind of set it up. And I've given them something to talk about, something I've thrown out to them. So whether, and they can now use this in a conversation with me, they can either give me something similar that's going on, or if they don't, in some cases I've had people say, oh man, that really sucks. You know, what are you guys going to do about it? I can tell you exactly what we're going to do about it. I'm having like 25 effing people. And no Fs will be given about it. Seriously. They can drag me away in cuffs. Before, you know, we have a family member that, sadly, this could be their last holiday. And I'm not going to have this person's last holiday with, you know, 9 to 10 family members when we have about 20 people. So, you know, we're going to figure it out. We're actually getting a tent. We're going to have it outside. Some people will be in the house or whatever. So we've got to kind of figure it out. But do you see, it starts a conversation. And it sounds a lot better than just calling to sell them something. So one last thing that I want to say about that, because the thing that we're talking about right now is how we can change the flavor of the messaging. Remember, it's not always going to be about instant gratification. Sometimes we're thinking of the bigger picture by doing something that doesn't give us something immediate, like an appointment or a sale. But what it does, it creates that sense of almost like propinquity, right? That nearness and closeness and kinship that's necessary, especially during a longer sales cycle, and especially with a longer sales cycle in a year from hell. So very, very important. That brings us to the final thing. One of the things I always talk about during the holiday season and how you can make sure that you use what you've been given. And this is a tactic you can use definitely for Thanksgiving, but you can also do it coming up on the whole, you know, certainly Christmas and even again going into New Year's. And you ready for this? It's a cough. No, I'm sorry. It's, you know, make sure that either you could do it on Thanksgiving. I kind of shy a little bit away from that now, especially this year. But that Friday, you could even do it later on Wednesday. Send an email. Now, what's going to happen is when you send an email, probably, you know, 3 o'clock or after on that Wednesday, which would what, be the 25th, I think, this year, unless I have my dates mixed up, or anytime on that Friday, you're going to get one of those out-of-office messages. Now, you might be thinking, yeah, Castain. Nice move, Castain. It actually is a good move because, first of all, those out-of-office messages contain gold nuggets for you. Some of them, I want you to read it carefully because some of them, you're going to get a direct line where you didn't have one before. Some of them, you're going to get a cell number where you didn't have it before. Some of them, you're actually going to find out a better contact than you had before because there might be certain instances where somebody says, in my absence, contact this person. I can't tell you how many times this has happened for me and my clients where the person, the other person, the alternate contact that they gave us was actually higher up on the food chain. And we didn't have that information prior to this. They were guarding it. Now we have that contact. And that could be something good, whether we use it now or we keep it in the back pocket. But the other thing that it does, too, is with these out-of-office responses, you're going to have some people right now where in that out-of-office response, it basically says that they're off for like a week, or they're off until, you know, whatever, the beginning of December or whatever. So that means that somebody basically took some vacation time. Can you use that? I said, always use what you've been given, right? Is that something you can use? It certainly is, because now next time when you call, you could say, oh, I'm curious. I had gotten a out-of-office message that you were basically off for 10 days. Did you do anything cool? What did you do? Do you see what I'm saying? It changes the conversation. And again, you might be sitting here saying, yeah, but it doesn't lead to an appointment, and it doesn't give me a sale right now. No, but it builds a relationship. And right now, those relationships are extra special. So I want you to think about that. And again, that word propinquity comes to mind, where we're creating that nearness and closeness and kinship. How? Because they bump into us again. You see, there's less noise during any holiday season, because most of your competitors are going to tap out. Most of your competitors, especially this year, are going to be on that whole, like I said before, need a little Christmas. Yeah, we do. I don't need 30 days of it, though, where I'm going to mentally check out. I can't afford to take 30 days away from my business in a mental checkout type of scenario where I'm not giving this my best after a year where I lost some time. And you guys lost some time, too. So my advice is that you strike when your competitors completely have their guard down, and they're just not putting in the work right now. So I would be very, very careful when it comes to that, about you not showing up. You want to show up when your competitors aren't, when they're mentally checked out. So make sure that going into Thanksgiving, that you go and you send that email that I'm talking about. Make sure when we're going into Christmas that you do the same thing. You could do the same thing right around New Year's or sometime during that week or whatever, and you're going to get a ton of those out-of-office replies, okay? So that's what I want you to do. Again, you have five things here on your action items list. We said book your appointments in advance. Don't just wait till it's just a dead week and we just really can't get a hold of anybody and it's just crazy and it's just not working out too good that week. Start ramping up in advance. Next, the other thing that you can do is, you know, like we said, ramp up that activity a good 4 to 6 weeks in advance. Number three, we said set up LinkedIn appointments for the same concept. Set them up for that week. Start like right now, you can do it. Next year, start earlier. But just like any other appointment that you're setting, try for that Monday and Tuesday before Thanksgiving, that week. And I want you to go to your LinkedIn contacts, reach out to them, simply try to get to know them better. If you'd like to know my formula for that and you'd like my free guide, visit yoursalesplaybook.com/more appointments. Number four, we said change the flavor of your message. Always use what you've been given. What have you been given? The holiday season. You can call, wish people a happy Thanksgiving, ask them if they have any good plans. We talked about this statement question technique where we make a statement. In my case, the example I gave is I said, hey, you know, we're under strict, we have restrictions here. They are limiting family get-togethers to about 10 people. How about you guys? I ended it with a question. See, questions inspire dialogue, and that's what we want. We want to have that dialogue. Number five, we said, don't forget that Thanksgiving or that Friday after. You could even do it the Wednesday before, after about 3 p.m. You can certainly do this going into Christmas and New Year's. Make sure that you send an email. Why? Those out-of-office responses are gold in terms of the nuggets that many of them have. But at the very least, we are showing up when there's less noise. And that is important to the bigger picture. So there you have it, folks. We've got about five ideas for you to try. All useless, by the way, until you choose to do something with them. Seriously, don't just consume this stuff, whether it be on my podcast or someone else's, my blog or someone else's. When you come across cool stuff on LinkedIn, apply it. because it's useless if you're just consuming it and just being entertained and just have this on in the background. You have to do something with it, especially this year, folks. There's really no room for bullshit this year. So last but not least, I mentioned that we have a pre-Thanksgiving Day sale coming up. Now, I decided to change things up this year. For, I'm guessing, the last 4 or 5 years, I've had a Black Friday sale, and I decided not to this year. And there's a lot of reasons for it. One reason is that we've always done well with the Black Friday sales. But listen, you guys are going to, and I'm hoping that you're going to be more concerned about recharging with family this year than catching one of my Black Friday sales. Seriously, or anyone else's. I want you to reconnect and relax and recharge. That's number one. Number two, I want to reconnect and recharge with my family. So I decided to do a pre-Thanksgiving Day sale that's going to run from November 16th, which is Monday, and it's going to run right up until the day before Thanksgiving, which I believe is like the 25th this year. Again, if I have my dates wrong, it's going to run right to that Tuesday before Thanksgiving. And I have some cool things that I'm going to be offering this year. And there's going to be some deep discounts on everything from prospecting, closing, and growing your accounts. Now, if you've been listening to me for a while, this is kind of, you know, like those three drivers of sales success that I always talk about. So again, these deep discounts that I'm offering are going to be on both courses, full out courses, and also pre-recorded webinars that we've done recently in most cases. This could be everything from prospecting to closing to actually growing existing accounts. So if you'd like to learn more and check out the sale, I would visit yoursalesplaybook.com/pre-Thanksgiving sale, all lowercase letters, yoursalesplaybook.com/pre-Thanksgiving sale. Now, one thing I didn't do this year, and I want to give you a heads up because you could actually save a chunk of change on something, but I want to let you guys know that forever, I've held my coaching prices. I'm talking about the last few years. I've kept it pretty much the same, right there in the same ballpark. And this year I was going to change it. And what happened was I had a few things come up and I forgot to update, get it over to my designers to update the page on yoursalesplaybook.com. And then guess what happened? COVID hit. And I said, what kind of a piece of shit would raise their prices just as this thing has hit? Now, I've held off as long as I can. I mean, give me a little bit of credit. Waited 8 months. But if you have been thinking all along, you know what? Castings are right. I'd really like to work with them. And you've been putting it off. I'm telling you, you're going to need to book that time now. Because otherwise, right now, it's 11:15, right? It is the 15th of November. The price increase on the website is going to hit somewhere around Thanksgiving week. It's going to hit certainly no later than the end of the month, but if I were to guess right now, it's probably going to be around the 23rd of November that the price increase is going to hit, and it's going to be a $300 increase. So if you want to save some money on that and you were planning on doing it anyway, and you think, you know what, I'm going to wait until January, you're going to pay $300 more. So if you'd like to learn more about that and book a free strategy session, feel free to go to yoursalesplaybook.com/coachpaul. And with that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them. The Sales Playbook Podcast is a Castain Training Systems production. Come visit us and check out the blog, yoursalesplaybook.com/blog.